Hello, good Friday, everybody. Not actual good Friday, but Friday. You know what I mean. This is the Free Art Friday Atlanta podcast. I am Negative Neil. You can find me online at NEGNEAL on the Twitters and on the Instagram. I believe it's the same thing. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. This week's guests are, we have two of them, Sushi Pet and Scott on a Wire. They are a father-daughter team that are from my little hometown, and thus I was lazy and didn't want to travel, so I had them on, and they gave a great interview. We had a good time talking about all sorts of things, including how many times Sushi Pet has been in jail, and an awkward ending happened as well. Please enjoy. Also, there are some things that I implore you to do. One of them is to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. The more you do that, the higher I will rank. That's pure and simple. That's why people say that all the time. Also, there are some stuff happening in the ATLs this week. If you're listening the week I release this, go out and support your local artists. They are out there. There's lots of stuff happening. Do it. Just a moment about the intro song. This song is not one of my favorite. It was requested by Scott on a Wire. This is his absolute favorite song. I hope you enjoyed it. I did not. It is rather old, in my opinion. All right, I've rambled on long enough. Without further ado, here is Sushi Pet and Scott on a Wire. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Let's see. We are here with Scott on a Wire and Sushi Pet, the dynamic duo of Free Art Friday, I guess. And how are you guys?
Doing great.
Pretty good.
How are y'all related?
Sushi Pets is my daughter.
And he is my father.
There you go. So he's your Darth Vader.
Yes.
I brought her to the dark side.
Yeah. I am your father. So let's start off with the generic question of how did you hear about Free Art Friday and how did you get started?
Well, I found out through Scott on a Wire, which is my dad.
Right.
He actually brought it up one day. He's like, you know, this thing called Free Art Friday, you can actually do this. I'm like, well, that sounds kind of cool. But I didn't really have an idea, but I did with my Sushi Pets, actually. I was just making them in graphic design class. I came up with them, and he brought it up, like, the very next day, really.
Oh, that's cool.
I found out about it. Well, actually, it's your fault.
Yes.
yeah. So I don't know why you started following me on Twitter. It kind of creeped me out a little bit. And but then when I said, what is this guy, falafels or foffles or whatever he's going on about? So checked with you. You sent me the YouTube link, and I said, hey, this is pretty neat. I immediately thought of her sushi pets. I thought it was a pretty neat idea.
Right on. I'll tell you how I followed you is that we live in the same little small town, and for a period of time, I followed the hashtag Conyers, or just the word Conyers, and so I followed people that were tweeting about Conyers that weren't, how are you going to put this, ghetto?
Okay, yep.
And then I stopped doing that because it is highly depressing to see what is being said about the syphilis capital.
It is a diverse community.
Yes.
That's
true. And they're mostly teenage boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really bother me that bad, but it got old.
Yeah.
Really,
I can see that. Yeah.
They were insane, I think, with how they were acting. Anyways, so that's how I followed you.
Good.
You followed me back, obviously, so that's how it all...
Then the banter began.
Yes.
So, yeah, good.
Yes. And then you just got on Twitter from the Sushi Pet.
Yeah.
For the Free Art Friday stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And when did you start making stuff? For Free Art.
It was May, I think, when we started.
Yeah.
It was right before the Decatur, the big Decatur event.
Okay.
And so we had just dropped a week before that.
Okay.
And then Decatur started, and that was our first time picking anything up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So.
Cool. And now you're official hunters.
We're makers and takers. You know.
I see there's a large collection behind me.
Yeah, it's pretty. We try to put out two or three for every one that we might pick up.
Yeah.
Just to try to keep the ratio normal. We try every time we go out and drop, we try to at least snag one if we can. The debate is when she leaves for college next year, which pieces is she taking with her and which ones are staying here with me. We're still debating that.
I see. There's ones that attach themselves to you, I'm sure, for mm-hmm. for not just because of the quality and everything, but how you found them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's what I find. You got some ones that I'm going to take when I leave.
Yeah.
No, we'll that see. One's actually mine.
That's the first one she found.
That's my very first piece.
We're pointing at two cold arted classic Stevie's piece, which is a Mickey Mouse versus a dollar, I guess, with some branding. pieces, corporate logos.
A corporate logo that we won't say because,
It doesn't even go with the Disney thing, so use your imagination. I'm sure you can go find and find it. Well, that's cool. And you usually drop East Atlanta area, or do you kind of venture further in?
We're kind of on a route now where we usually start in Little Five Points and then take a left on Ponce and then somehow end up in Midtown.
Yeah.
And circle back around. It just seems to be the route we always end up on.
Yeah, that's coming from the east side of town. I usually go all the way to west Midtown and then come back. And that's how I usually, if I'm dropping stuff, which I haven't in a while. So you're a photographer.
Yes.
And so you have been dropping pieces that are very high quality stuff and cannot be cheap.
There's a little cost involved in some of this. I've found a good lab that gets me a pretty fair price. But yeah, there people think it's a print. It's not a print so much. It's a 5x7. It's a linen print. It's got the linen texture on it, and it's mounted on cardstock. So it's a pretty durable piece that I'd like to put out.
And how long have you been doing photography?
Since high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I grew up and cut my teeth on Pentax K1000.
Yeah.
It was my first camera. My dad had a medium format Raleigh Flex that I really loved to use.
Okay.
And I took a long time to move to digital. I waited as long as I could. I just didn't like what digital was producing.
Right.
And until I saw something that I started to like through a friend of mine online, I said, I think it's time for me to move on to digital now. So
yeah,
I was one of the last holdouts.
Yeah, it came along at first it wasn't that great of quality. And you and I are close to the same age, so we've seen the entire thing come. So, yeah, I did some photography in high school, and that's where I stopped because it was too involved for me.
I like sending things to a lab. I didn't enjoy the dark room as much as other people did. You know, it was just...
Yeah.
You know, that's a long time to spend in there sniffing chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough. I didn't mind it, but it was a lot of work to process a print. Now you send it off to a lab and you get back results that better than you expect. Sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah, you can do much better than you could do in a lab. I was more of the lab guy. I liked being in there because that's how I started in high school. Was I took graphic design in high school, which was before Max, and learned old school ways of producing everything to do with a printing.
So it
was a lot of darkroom stuff, and that went away so quick. There was no choice between digital and darkroom for that. That stuff you probably cannot find these days. The closest you can do is some of the screen printing stuff that people do.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the closest you can find any of that kind of stuff. And you're taking graphic design in high school?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. How's that?
It's actually a lot of fun. My class is actually really small this year, so we get to do a lot more. So actually this year, we're making t-shirts this year.
Okay.
Like making our own design and actually putting it onto a t-shirt.
Oh yeah, that's cool. More than one color?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And is it a lot of digital stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a choice a long time ago where you could be a digital person or you could be a print person, but print doesn't pay as well.
No.
And I'll give you that bit of advice. Is if you go to print, it's not going to pay, but it's immediate gratification, really. So, all right. And you're going off to you're a senior this year.
Yes.
That's big news. And you're going off to college next year.
Oh, yes.
You're very happy about that?
I am, actually, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Scott will be weeping in the corner.
Yeah, I'll be a blubbering mess, but that's all right. That's one of the reasons we do the Free Art Friday.
Yeah.
It's her last year at home, so I wanted to find something we could do together while that's going on. And it's just a fun thing to do for the two of us together.
Cool.
And then I'm going to kick her out and send her to college and not look back.
Don't come back. You can visit, but you can't live.
Yeah, we're converting her room into something. We're not sure yet, but it'll be something very selfish.
That's how it is. I got lots of years before that happens. So you were in some shows.
Went
to the Mind Eye.
Did the Mind's Eye creative show. One of my prints sold, which was, you know, and like you said, there's some cost associated with these prints. And
yeah,
so
well,
I was,
not just that. It's the equipment to make the photography, too.
And I was sweating it out a little bit there.
Yeah.
And I think you were mocking me on Twitter at one point. I'm like, somebody, please tell me if something sold. And so one of them did sell, and I found out after the fact. It's one of my, you know, there are certain people in Free Art Friday that support you a lot. And, you know, Pee Pee Sweet's one of those. And she's always been one of those people that supported me, and she picked up one of the prints, which I was really excited about. So I was real happy. It was my first show where I showed my photography.
Yeah.
It's always been kind of a, you know, the quiet little secret, internet photos and stuff, but I've never done a show. That's the first one I've done. Now I'm charged up. I want to do a whole bunch more now.
It is good when you, especially when you sell your first piece. I sold my first piece and I was like, what? Someone bought that? Which is a little different than photography, but I also found that photography is very hard to sell.
Yeah.
Because people think it's just not that big of a skill, which we know that it's not. It is. I know Fucal has had some stuff in shows. He had one in the Draw Change show.
Okay.
Some in Draw Change shows. And so I don't know how he did. I didn't talk to him about it. But I know that a lot of people just go for the art pieces. And you're going to be in the cartoon show?
Yes, I'm going to try to, yes.
Yes, and you weren't even born in the 80s?
Nope.
She's heavily influenced by the 80s.
Yes.
Her parents. But
yeah. Did you have to do research?
Actually, he's helping me out. Thinking of doing something with Star Wars.
Okay.
I'm still kind of getting my ideas together.
Okay. Well, cool. That's. I look forward to that. I think there's going to be a lot of people in the at the 80s cartoon show. Are you going to do a piece?
I have a concept in mind.
Yeah.
It's hard to do these themes with photography.
Oh, I know.
It's just, so I have an idea. It's going to involve Thundercats. And it'll be kind of a mock portrait, I think, of someone.
Okay.
So that's this. I'll leave it at that. If I can get it pulled together and get my
dual exposure type of stuff.
Well, there's a person I know that I'm still trying to convince to pose for the photo and.
Okay.
We'll see.
It's Pantera. Please tell me it's Pantera.
No. It's no one that anyone knows. It's just it'll be an interesting piece if I get it. I will compare it to the Kramer from Seinfeld.
Okay.
We're shooting for that kind of concept. That's what we're looking for.
I've always wanted the Kramer.
The Kramer.
I think my wife would disagree with putting that up in the house.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, who would take a random portrait of someone they don't know and put it in their home? So that's so now we're trying to create. Okay, what kind of portrait can we create? Because I want to work with that idea of the portrait, the character.
You could always do like awkward family photos.
We were talking about that today on the drive home. We were thinking, what could we, you know, people with their cats or something really crazy. But in the 80s theme and being, I just, you know, Thundercats was
great.
A great cartoon. Yeah. The original was, and so. We'll try to work something on that one.
Yeah, I racked my brain with mine and came up with the cartoon that I watched the most in the 80s. So, and that's Super Friends. I was super into Super Friends when I was a kid, 10 plus years old.
So who were the characters in Super Friends?
Oh, I can name them all.
Oh, can you?
There's Superman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Robin. The Wonder Twins.
What was the name of the monkey?
Eep?
No. Gleek.
Gleek?
Yeah, it was Gleek.
Whatever.
Oh, we have a running joke where we call ourselves the Awesome Twins.
Okay.
But no Gleek.
Gleek ruined that show.
He did. He's kind of
every time he was in it, you were like, every time the Wonder Twins were in it, you were like, this is
the It's Well, it was kind of lame, and it was like they were like the Oliver of the Brady Bunch, or, you know. So we joke and walk, you know, we'll bump fists and we'll say, you know, form of a bucket of water. Yeah, and she'll be like, form of a mouse, you know? And we're like, what are we going to do now?
Well, that's what I always thought is like, where did the bucket come from? Because he could turn into anything water.
Classic question,
but
right?
Where did the bucket come from?
Who supplied the bucket?
Yes. And she was always some kind of animal, so that was easy, but where did the bucket come from? And it was always like a bucket of water and a giraffe.
And somehow they saved the world.
Yeah, that's how it happened. I was always drawn to the bad guys side of that thing because I love the concept of the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Where they would all meet and plot. And they never showed like those bit characters, like the guy that Aquaman is, the Aquaman whatever, I don't even know his name, but he's the black guy with the narrow face.
Yeah, I can't think of his name either. Yeah. Someone out there will think of it and like tweet the death out of it. I'm sure of it. Poor Sushi Pets is sitting here. She hasn't got a clue what we're talking about.
No.
Listen, Wonder Twins is still good. You can go on YouTube. They're on YouTube. You can watch
them. Awesome.
They're still good, except for the Wonder Twins part. And they ran from, listen, I know this research, they ran from 76 all the way to 90. So and they were ruined about 1988 with the introduction of another character.
I can remember being a kid. It was on Saturday mornings at, I think it was at 9 a.m. On Channel 5 in Boston.
Yeah.
I remember that because that was the show. I got up on Saturday mornings to watch that show.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Back when you couldn't watch cartoons all week. You had to watch them on Saturday mornings.
And you got two channels in your house.
That's about right.
Yeah. Well, you probably got more in Boston, but
not that many more.
Out here, you got two channels, and one was PBS.
Yes. It was always PBS, and then my job was to get up and turn the dial so the antenna on the roof would rotate, because we were high-tech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we had that rotating antenna, so Mom and Dad would be like, go turn the dial on the antenna, and I'd have to do that, and then I'd also have to change the channel or turn the volume up or down. Yeah, so I was the remote control.
We had a rope tied to the antenna. That's how I had to go out of the country. And you just pull the rope to turn the antenna.
Wow,
and
I feel
someone
spoiled.
Someone shouts at you when it's there. That's it! So that's how we did it out in the country, to get the third channel, which was, I think, Channel 46.
Whew.
Yeah. Which was nothing but, like, public access stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yes.
Pre-Wayne's World.
Oh, yes. Nothing that high quality. So, what are y'all going going into any new directions this year? You've started doing baby stuff.
Yeah.
Baby sushi pets.
Say it like how you say
baby.
Baby. And how do you create your sushi pets? I think we talked about this.
Like, I carve mine actually by hand, so they're all different. So I use, what is the name of the wood?
Balsa wood
or whatever, but they come in blocks.
Right.
But each block is a different size, so each sushi pet is a different size. So I carve it with, like...
A butter knife?
No, not a butter knife. That would be hard.
She uses mostly X-Acto knives, which we're running out of Band-Aids.
Yes.
Pretty quick here.
I already have, like, two or three cuts on my hands right now.
Yeah.
And it takes me... It's an all-day process, really, from carving. I only can do, like, three or four, and then I have to paint them.
Right.
And that's an all-day process, right, which I have no time anymore.
Yes. Especially with band. And
yes, marching band.
She was dreading you bringing up marching band.
I know. I was like, I'm going to bring it up.
They're all like, make sure you come dressed in a possum suit. I'm like, no, please no, please no.
No, where would you get a possum suit?
I don't know. You never know these days.
And I'm terrified of being hot, so that would not, I hate being hot, so I would not show up in a possum suit. What instrument do you play?
Mellophone.
Mellophone?
Yes.
And that is akin to what?
That's kind of like, it looks like a trumpet, but it's much bigger, but smaller than a baritone.
Okay.
It's got a very mellow tone.
Yeah. Yes. Not a French horn.
She plays that in the orchestra.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get those kind of bizarre instruments?
Well, I started,
did they come,
like,
to you and say, we have this locker full of bizarre instruments?
No, like, I started, like, later in, like, sixth grade, and they only had French horn. So I played French horn for, like, middle school and still high school, but they didn't have, like, a marching French horn. So they're like... They're like, here, play the mellophone. And I'm like, okay. And it's completely different fingering from a French horn. So I had to learn it, a whole new instrument, freshman year. Yeah. And I was the only mellophone.
Oh, yeah?
So I had my own little section to myself.
Yeah. She was special.
I hung out with the trumpets.
Yes, you were very special. Yeah, the trumpets always have a place, but there's different trumpets too. I never got into music. I was never, I couldn't keep time. And so in fifth grade, I picked up the ever so cool trombone.
Oh, yes.
Which you had to take home on the bus, which was about three times the size of me at the time.
Oh, that makes you popular with the ladies.
Yes, especially around that time, you really wanted to stand out. And so that did not last long with me. The trombone. I think the guy picked it for me because I had longer arms. All the other kids couldn't reach to the end.
Look at this kid with these awkwardly long arms. Yes. Give him a trombone. There we go.
Give him the trombone. That's how it works. So he can reach the end of the position. So, but you like band, I've seen.
I do a lot.
You gonna play band in college?
No, not really. I'm gonna go more towards my graphic design and art.
What do you want to do when you get out of those many years from now? Which you will not be the same person as when you went in.
I love looking at billboards. Okay. I want to do something with billboards and, like, ads and stuff. And maybe do cartoons here and there.
Yeah. You need to talk to Christian Clunky Robot.
Yeah.
He does cartoons and is a graphic designer. So he can definitely help you out. Isn't that cranky, believe it or not?
Really?
Yes.
Man, he put out a great piece today, the Destro piece.
Yes, he...
Oh, man.
He makes you want to quit.
Yeah, I saw that and went, I just feel so inadequate.
Yes, I can't. He has done those card pieces for Star Wars things before, but he's never done them for anything else.
Yeah.
So with the G.I. Joe stuff, I was like, God, that's perfect.
It's great pieces.
Yeah. I want him to do a Cobra Commander. I haven't seen that one.
That would be pretty cool,
yeah,
too. And I'd like one for Scarlet. That would be,
yeah.
Because when I was a kid, you know, Scarlet anyways,
was the stuff.
We'll stop there.
But he did the sailor guy, whatever.
Oh, the sailor shipwreck, yeah.
I was like, that's the worst guy.
That's the one that was left on the shelf at Toys R Us. Yeah, yes. You know, when everything else sold out, that one was still sitting there.
And that's probably why he picked it. It's probably his favorite when he was growing up. No, but he's very talented, and I was when he put that out this morning, when he said he was going to drop the Destro, I went back and looked at some of his Flickr feed, and I'm looking forward to put some blank ones out again and see what happens with
that.
That'd
be cool.
I think people are more interested in doing the blank ones these days than when he first did it. And I know Ua'a has been doing some blank things as well. So you're making the baby sushi pets.
Yes.
Before we went on our tangent. You going to try anything new? You going to stick with photography?
Well,
do some photoshopping?
See, the thing about the photos is, I don't know, there's like a small group of people that will actively hunt my pieces.
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah.
But it's not like a whole, it's just not like a something you can hang on to. It's unique and different in that way. So I'm thinking about doing some wood transfer stuff.
Okay.
So taking, and the skyline shots seem to be pretty popular.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that, converting them black and white and then, maybe doing some wood transfer on those and some smaller pieces.
Those really do turn out well, actually.
Yeah.
With the, I did some for my, son's room of, like old planes.
Right.
And old photographs really
yep.
transfer very well like that, because even when you mess up, they still look like they were supposed to be messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's the thing. The perfection doesn't need to be there.
It's, yeah.
You know, when someone who is schooled and technically merited in photography
yeah.
examines my photos, man, they're just full of criticisms. You know,
yeah.
you didn't frame this right. You didn't, you know.
Yeah.
And I just said, whatever. I'm going to photograph whatever I want
to
photograph.
Yeah, whatever is pleasing yeah. to me, you can do whatever you want to.
Right.
But that's the way the photography industry is. It's always
it's always yeah.
filled with. My wife actually works for Professional Photographers Association in Atlanta. And
yeah.
It's PPA, and they have all these classes and all these photographers come in. I think that even them picking on each other is an issue.
You know, and you see a photographer and they may be technically really skilled,
yeah.
but they don't have a creative eye.
Right.
Yeah, so they're, you know, and go ahead, do your weddings. I've done enough weddings and senior portraits. I don't mind doing some of
yeah.
that, but, you know, because that's a nice, it's not my full-time job as a photographer. I'm a total corporate crony, you know, all the way, but, the photography is kind of my way to get away from it.
Decompress from the
yeah,
corporate
stuff. The logo, the bird on a wire. It's
yeah.
the reason it's my logo is because that's me. I'm the bird on a wire. I'm there, but I'm not part of the scene.
Oh, I'm
watching the scene take
okay.
place, and I'm photographing. And I just love like street photography and just photographing an event or something like that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite stuff to do.
Yeah, and when y'all went to Lee's party,
right.
where everybody got you, took a lot of photos.
Yeah, I was kind of just standing in the background
yeah.
snapping pictures, and I kept getting dirty looks, you know, because in the end, I kept asking who here needs to be anonymous, because I didn't want to,
yeah.
you know, put a picture out of someone who's like, you can't put my picture out.
Yeah.
But my favorite one was actually a picture of Lee in the reflection of Telebox's sunglasses.
Oh, yeah?
And I really like the way that one came out. You know, there's just, you don't see that stuff in portrait work
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah,
that's the stuff I like to do.
Yeah. Cool. How was the collaboration party?
It was a lot of fun. I met a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was going there, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to meet anybody. I was kind of nervous, actually. Are they going to like me?
Yeah.
And then, like, they were all so welcoming. Like,
yeah.
they're like, some people are just giving me hugs. Like, I don't even know you, but I'm going to give you a hug anyway.
Yeah. I think it's a bunch of outcasts that come together.
Yes.
And like, oh, finally, I got somebody I can talk to. Yeah, I think that's kind of the vibe it is. It's really cool, and I'm sorry, I really wanted to go to that, but I have children.
Yeah.
And they take up all of the time. And did you remember everyone's name?
I tried. It's hard to remember everybody's name.
The problem is that they don't use their real name.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to have like a Twitter tag on
yeah,
saying
something.
What they are.
Like a little button or something.
Yeah, I'm so-and-so, but my real name is.
Oh, we just... We met Telebox for
yeah.
a cup of coffee so they could trade a piece, and we're driving home, and I go, what's her real name?
Oh, you didn't know?
And then I'm like, I don't think I know. Now, I've never actually asked, I don't think.
Yeah.
I she may have told me, but I don't remember. And
I'm the worst with names, too. Mm-hmm. It just goes in one ear and out the other, and I just can't do it, and so I forget. But I can remember people's Twitter handles. I know
yeah.
that I met Bottle of Pop like 5 or 6 times, and every time I'm like, I know you told me, dude. You gotta tell me your name. And now it's dead in my head.
Wouldn't it be funny if his real name is Pop?
No. Yeah. Hey, I'm Bottle. I had to go, okay, his name is Nick. His name is Nick. And finally, I got it in. And then I know his wife's name, too. I was like, I gotta remember. But now he's got a dog.
Oh, great.
But usually I can remember people's dogs' names way before I can remember their name. It must be the mental block.
That's an unusual gift. I'll give you that one.
I just like dogs more than people.
Yeah, you know, and we have a rule in this house. I'm not allowed to go see puppies.
Oh, yeah.
Because I come home with puppies a little too often. We've got 2 dogs right now, but if there's a dog within my vicinity, yeah, I'm going to ignore everyone around me and start petting and playing with the dog.
Yes, I'm very similar to that. It's all animals, actually, but cats usually are very standoffish at first. But I'm the same way. I just forget all y'all. I'll be over here playing with the dog. And my wife is similar like that. But she doesn't want to take them all home. She wants to find them all homes, but she doesn't want to have them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I brought Waffles home, she always tells me that she hates the thing. But she loves him. But she always is telling him how ugly he is. And how he should be shipped somewhere else.
We got one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, he's a pretty dog, but she's just that way. So... 80s cartoon show. What else did we not talk about here? How you got involved? What's next? Do you know where you're going to college?
Yes, it's outside of Boston. It's called Worcester State University.
Okay.
They just opened a new graphic design program, like brand new, like Mac computers, like huge screens.
Yeah.
Like so,
they'll be very excited to get people in. Yeah.
Yes.
And they have all the cutting edge technology right now, so. It's pretty neat. Now Dad, on the other hand, is looking at his checking account.
Yes.
And out-of-state tuition, all this other stuff, going, how are we going to make this happen? But
you're going to live with your grandparents.
Yes, she's going to live with her grandparents, which would be nice because I'll have a couple sets of eyes keeping an eye on her. And if she thinks I'm strict...
She doesn't seem like she's a bad kid. So.
Well, no, she's horrible. No.
Yes.
You know, how many times have you been in jail?
0 times.
See? 0 times.
Anybody that you're looking for that you haven't gotten on your wall of art? Any people that you've been
stalking? Is it Everyman?
You've been looking for an Everyman?
Yes. I've been looking for one so much.
Now, Everyman, you probably can go find rather simply.
Yes.
Because he has hundreds and hundreds that are hidden in the city because he doesn't tweet them.
Well, that happened to us. We were in Little Five Points, and we were meeting Aveda.
Yeah.
And somebody walked up outside and plucked an Everman off the right outside the door.
Yeah.
It was sitting there the whole time we were there.
It was right in front of my face the whole time.
Well, he has production parties. Go to a production party and
you
can get one. You can make your own there.
Yeah.
You want a Miss ATL, too, though.
Yes.
A Miss ATL, yeah.
See, and I'm not in pursuit of the... See, there's some names that are like, they're bigger names.
Right.
And everyone's out in pursuit. I'm trying to find someone who's just getting started.
Yeah.
And I think the one that I'm really excited, I got the bottle cap there. I think that's Southern Young. That's the first one she ever put out.
Oh, cool.
So I just happened to be actually...
She has hundreds of them.
Man, she's peppering the city with those things. And I was excited to grab... I'm more excited to grab one from someone that nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know, which is neat to me. And she found this one here.
That's from second place.
Yeah, second place printing, something like that. Yeah. And it was... that's cool. A neat piece, too. That we were chasing after this one. We just had a burger.
The beard with the insects. Items that can kill you.
Yeah, razor blades in it, skulls, bomb, and sword. Yeah, it's
it's
a really optimistic piece.
I would totally take that one. Too. I would not let
him. We were at the Vortex. We had a burger. I wanted her to experience a burger at the Vortex, and we saw the tweet. We paid the bill quick. And we were running out, and this poor lady's just walking along, and two of us are running behind her. She thought she was going to about to get mugged as two people were running, and we just waved hi and just kept on running. And she got to it just before I could get to.
I ran faster than him.
Well, she is 18, and you know, and I'm old, so
you're not that old.
Old enough.
Not that old. I'm going to say that. I'll say that this time. this is. this is one. This is Brittany 420.
Yeah, Brittany 420.
Yeah, is she doing pill bombs? I think too.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not. Yeah.
It's nice. I've never seen.
That's a nice piece
in person. You got Elephant and Map Atlanta and all the others. And there's Tellybox.
She just got that today.
I just got it. Yeah,
yeah, today. Oh, cool. Yeah. She's super nice.
Yeah.
Tell you about this. First time you've met her.
Yeah. Oh, it's actually the second.
Third time, actually.
Third
time, yeah.
Okay. Me and her have been talking.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's. She's super nice.
And I got a nice little possum over there.
I
stole, actually.
From the.
I was supposed to deliver those to Boston, but that one, for whatever reason, snuck out of the package.
Tell you that looking at these, my magnet is.
It's the strongest magnet in the world. I'll give you that. But you should take some pride that your possum is at the Boston Strong Memorial. Part of the memorial, a little gift from Atlanta.
Cool.
And that piece right there is the King Gorilla Blockman.
Yeah, it's Blockhead.
Blockhead. We grabbed it. We didn't know what we had because we were just new into it. We didn't know.
Yeah, that was like the very first
one of the first pieces that she grabbed. And then about a month into it, I go, wow, that's a pretty neat piece.
This right here is not expected in your office.
all right, so what he's pointing at is an Obama 08 campaign button. Yeah, you're right. I'm a little more conservative than that. but we are talking about a future collaboration here where we're going to make random campaign buttons of just miscellaneous people.
Oh, yeah?
And start putting those out.
Oh, yeah.
So cool. It might be maybe a Neil for president might show up in the future.
That would be very frightening.
Maybe grab your avatar or something like that and make a Neil for president.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Those are cool.
So,
that would do both. You could do a photography piece and a
Do a little. And I've got a couple collab pieces I'm working on too.
Oh, yeah?
Film for You doesn't even know it, but I got a hold of a blank and
at
Lee's party, and I'm working on that one. That one's going to be I'm excited when that one hits the street.
I have some collaborations that I just haven't found time for. I have the time. I just haven't found the time to put it together. So you're going back to Boston
after
school?
Yes.
That's really cool. By this time in my senior year, had no idea where I was going to college. And it showed. I burned out rather quickly. So it's a lot of away from homeness that was too much for me.
Yeah. I'm hoping with family around, it won't be such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Responsibility doesn't do well with me as I raise the future.
Yeah, well, there's something to think about right there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Especially children that don't even have real names, right?
Yeah.
Just one, two, and three.
1, 2, and 3. They have real names. They don't answer to them anymore.
Yeah.
they come out of their boxes once you just say 1, 2, or 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they come out and eat something and go back in.
You've done a good job programming.
Yeah. Well, 1 and 2 don't speak to us anymore. and it's very young that they start turning on you, I've found. 3 won't stop talking to me. So.
At 5 in the morning, too.
Oh, not even. 5 in the morning's late.
Wow.
He's up, and then he's, I want to go watch, and he says TD instead of TV. He says TD. I want to go watch TD. My buddy, no. Cannot watch TD at 2 a.m.
So oh, man.
He goes back to bed. Yeah. That's why I can get a nap in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I guess.
It's time
guess
for a nap.
When you're freelancing, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of it. You have to be very motivated to do the work if you are freelancing. There's a piece of advice for you.
Okay.
From working real jobs where people demand you do everything now to being a freelancer. Freelancer is harder, but it's better, easier.
Yeah.
Harder, but it's easier.
I've got kind of a blended job. I mean, I work out of my home, but I work for a big giant global company,
right.
But they keep me running all over the place. But
yeah.
I had a little stint where I was home for about 6 weeks, and boy, I had cabin fever.
Yeah,
I had to get out, and free art is another escape for that. So look, I've been cooped up in this office for 12 hours a day for a whole week, and Friday afternoon, I'm like, I've got to let's go. drop something anywhere. Let's just get out of this house.
I usually don't work Friday. That's how I get up.
I don't work Fridays either, but don't tell the boss. Is this going on the internet? Oh, no.
No. Don't tell the bosses. Yeah, when I first started freelancing, I had a long-term contract that was similar to what you're talking about, where, you know, you have meetings at certain times of the day and all that garbage, and it was really hard to stay focused on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it can be.
It dedicates you to being that way. Have you gotten anybody in your circle of friends to start making things?
I actually have one friend at school. She wants to do a collab or like something with me, but she is not allowed to have a Twitter or an Instagram.
Okay.
So she's going to try to give them to me so I can put them out for her, but put it under her name.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying to get some friends.
Make her a Twitter that you can use. I see. Yeah, it's hard to get people involved in it that aren't really wanting to. They're either drawn to it or they're not.
Well, it's, and I've got a friend in Milwaukee I'm trying to get started to see if we can get Free Art Milwaukee up and running, but really hesitant to be the first one out of the gates, you know, and we tried to help Boston a little bit this summer. There's just a few that I know of that are up there. I think, is it Busy Bee or something like that?
Yeah.
I forget the, but so we did some drops up in Boston. My sister does a lot. My sister makes wind chimes out of like random stuff.
Okay.
Keys or
just
what? Yeah. And so trying to encourage her maybe to consider maybe doing something like that.
Yeah, it's a great way for anybody that is just starting to do any kind of art or craft to get their name out without spending a ton of money trying to do that, or being one of the hordes of people inside of Etsy.
Yeah, well, and that's, I have an opinion on Etsy that we'll stop with that.
No, everybody's got an opinion on Etsy that it's, and there used to be, they closed it down, there used to be a an Etsy mocking account called Register. Yeah, Register, I think is what it was. And they would take things from Etsy and say, who's doing these things? And they would find this one piece of, it's a sculpted octopus that comes from China. It's mass produced, and they would find where people were selling them on Etsy.
Oh, yeah.
It's handmade, hand cut, all that stuff, and then they would call them out on it.
And they were presenting it as their own unique artwork.
Yeah, and then there were others that were like, you're supposed to be either a very small company or be your own maker on Etsy.
Right.
But they were exporting their craft out and doing it in mass quantities. So
crazy.
Yeah. But at that time, you should probably get off Etsy and just start your own thing if you're making millions from that website. You were going to sell some, I heard.
I'm going to try to.
Try to sell some. Have you thought about that, or did school sneak up on you?
School snuck up on me really fast.
Yeah. Maybe next summer.
Yeah, maybe.
Get enough product done that you can make them next summer.
Well, I'm trying to make a sushi 2.0, so I can transfer them onto wood so I can make them faster.
Oh, yeah?
Or trying to find an idea so I can actually sell them, and it won't be as hard to make them.
Right.
So I can actually do them, into probably an hour, so between practices or after practices or whatever, so I'm not taking a whole Saturday to make five of them.
Yeah, well, I think that might be what people like about them too, is that each one is very individual. Mm-hmm. Each one does take a lot of time.
So it sure does.
You may find that they're not as popular as
the first ones are hand carved. Every one is unique. If she gets, so Sushi 2.0 would probably be a little bit more of a mass. We've talked about it. I'm just amazed that my 18-year-old daughter wants a scroll saw.
That's, you know, listen, just, when I was 18,
I'm so proud.
I would have wanted a scroll saw. I think that would have been cool. You can really do a lot more pieces that way.
Yeah.
So, and what Tallybox does, she hand paints everyone, but she cuts them all out. I saw on her Twitter feed that she had a box full of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That she was taking with her to Savannah. So. Who else would you like to see on this podcast? Each one of you. How do you feel about being the first duo?
That's pretty cool.
It really is. Cool.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you listen to the veterans and talk about the origins of Free Air Friday, because we're new. I mean, we're just few months in.
That's I kind of want to get a mix of, that's what I do, is kind of try to find people that have been in it and then go to people that are just starting so I can, so there's a wide variety.
I mean, there's a few people that, a beta would be a great one.
Yes.
Just like a real rounded stand-up kind of guy.
Yeah.
Somebody I'd like to hear from.
His is like Kintu 4.
Yeah.
They're both screen printers, but they're both very solid craft people, is what I've noticed.
And I'd like to really hear the random thoughts of Doc Mindbender at some point.
Yes.
He can
take some time off.
It'll be a therapy session for you by the time he gets done with you. But,
I think both of us will be better for the adventure, so I'll get him on.
Absolutely, that'd be a great one.
He's very funny.
I think you should get Southern Young on. I know she's brand new, but I tell you,
she's excited to be on. Yeah,
absolutely, a lot of energy there.
How about you?
I've pretty much heard the ones I've wanted, like Blurns or however.
Blurns.
Like I love her. She's like wacky. She is. Like
it didn't come across in the podcast, but she is very wacky.
Well, she was at Lee's collaboration party, and it was the first time I met her. And, and I'm trying not to be like the hovering dad. I'm like, for crying out loud, she's 18. Go do what 18-year-olds do. So I was kind of off in the distance, and they were talking. And some of the stuff they were talking about, I'm like, this is not the moment to be dad. Just kind of let it roll, that sort of thing. But it was pretty.
Let me get out of earshot.
Yeah, I'm going to go stand over here and take pictures of the skyline, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we were talking and stuff. But she's, like, the very first, like, person at the party that actually came up to me and, like, hey, I'm... And I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are. But she's, like, before I left, she gave me a hug. And she's like, I hope to see you again. I'm like, I really want to see you again, too.
She's hilarious. And very inviting and open like that, too. She's a wacky person, and I enjoy wacky people. So, anything? Where can they find you online? At all the places?
It's at Pet Sushi, but my name is Sushi Pets.
Okay,
and so you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
As that.
Yes.
Just do a search; you'll find a very distinct looking
thing. Yes.
And Scott on a Wire.
At Scott on a Wire on Twitter and Instagram, both the same.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks for having me interview you.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Thanks.
You're laughing at my awkwardness.